ISIS is taking or has taken control of a port in Mozambique. We spoke about that yesterday. As promised, joining us on the line is analyst at ACLED, Jasmine Opperman. A very, very good morning, and thank you as always for being available to speak to us.
Good morning, and morning to your listeners.
So, you know, we spoke, it was a couple of weeks ago that you and I chatted, and we said this was something that was a major concern, this battle going on in northern Mozambique. It seems to have gone in the wrong direction. Can you bring us up to speed?
Yes, surely you can. As of yesterday, the last information I got is that there were still insurgents present at the MDP town and the port, and that there were intense battles with the government security forces, but some of the insurgents has started withdrawing with massive quantities of weapons. So the concern lies not only in the fall of the port, but what they have gained when it comes to weapons, as they primarily reliant on local supply streams for arms.
So the port is now fully in control of ISIS. Is it realistic that they will be able to hold that as an area? Surely,
no.
Surely it can't last that long.
No, they will not hold on to the port. They will withdraw. We have not seen the intent nor the capacity to hold on to territories. So we see attack, retreat. But I want to warn your listeners that this does not mean the insurgents with this now is going to take a back step. They are morally on a high ground. We are going to see much greater vigor from them. We are going to see much more armed attacks on food supplies, and that will spread not only to Mosambua the Praia, but into the rest of Cabo Delgado.
It's really an incredibly frightening situation where we've now seen that ISIS is able to take control of a strategic area, even if it's not going to last, even if it's for a while. From a confidence perspective, that must be pretty good for ISIS and bad for the region.
I said yesterday at the webinar, ISIS, for the longer this insurgency lingers, the more the opportunity for the Islamic State to find an institutionalized presence within Mozambique. And that is the risk to the region. And we have to be very careful, and we have to be concerned as a region that this is developing.
Jasmine, I'm just interested, what happens now to all these investment projects in Mozambique, for example, the Total Mozambique LNG project? Because, I mean, those were established to create employment, because, I mean, people have been struggling in that region. What happens to those?
A good question, and let me answer it in short. Nothing. They are proceeding at full steam ahead, except for Exxon that is holding back. But we must again know, these companies are there to make profit. They are being protected by private security companies. They're being protected by the best trained soldiers of government. They are living in security vacuums within Mozambique, and the Mozambican government will do its level best to protect these investments. For the rest of Cabo Delgado, there has been no benefits to the locals as yet. To the contrary, the locals view them with high suspicion, and they just do not see the employment and the benefits as promised. So we're going to have these highly secured areas, and for the rest of Cabo Delgado, as sad as it is, it will be a strategy of containment.
Because that means, I mean, to Zanati's point, if employment isn't improving in the area, that gives ISIS a further attractiveness or legitimacy for the people that literally have nothing to lose.
Exactly. I've said, I think in your program once, one morning, we are seeing the Iraqification of Cabo Delgado. We are seeing foreign interest at play, and I'm referring to the US, I'm referring to the UK, I'm referring to Russia that is now planning a military base in Mozambique. We're talking Chinese. They all have their interest via private security companies. Their interest is confined to protecting their own financial gains. And as we have seen in Iraq, these foreign interests do not solve the problem of the Islamic State. To the contrary, my friend, it accelerates the Islamic State's message.
Which is, of course, a major concern. Do you think the fact that this port fell would have been or will be a wake-up call for SADC? And maybe now it will be taken just a little bit more seriously?
I think SADC, the communique yesterday after the summit they had, mm-hmm. did not say much. I'm waiting for the Troika statements.
Right.
SADC is aware. But whatever SADC says, whatever SADC thinks, and whatever plans they have, they cannot do anything without the Mozambican government opening that door. And that seems highly unlikely. In Mozambique, we are sitting with heightened tensions between the military and the police. And the last information I got, and I want to be specific to your listeners, I still need to verify it, is that whereas the military is in support of direct involvement by SADC, the police is countering it at all costs. So within the Mozambican government, you have different schools of thought. But the president has been clear. We will protect our own sovereignty. Borders, regional states, make sure your border securities are in place. There has been no official calls for SADC to get involved in Mozambique.
Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting and both very concerning. Have we seen interest beyond SADC? In other words, European powers and entities, Americans, because this is a problem for the whole region.
Again, and I mind repeating, yes, we have seen. We have seen it from the French. Mm-hmm. Why? Total. We have seen it from America. Yes. Why? Exxon.
Right, right.
We have seen it from Russia, but we know the economic benefits they already derive and that they've already agreed on with the Mozambican government. So their concerns are there, and they want to support. Portugal has said we are willing to help, but Portugal is the colonial master. And they will not be allowed to move back in. There is too much opposition within Frelimo. So internationally, there have been calls that these calls must be qualified. The UN will only get involved the moment there is hardcore evidence that this threat goes beyond the borders of Mozambique by means of violence. And then a choice will have to be made at regional level. It's either the DRC or Mozambique. We don't have the capacity to do both.
Do you think there's any real danger to South Africa at this point?
Howard, I am concerned about the alarmist statements being made in the media. Yes, we should be concerned. Mm. Rightfully so. And with ISIS in the region for the first time in our history in this form and format as an international terror organization, it is scary. But what is the risk to South Africa as we are talking today? A direct spillover? No, highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. It's the underground supply streams and the expansionary ideology of the Islamic State that do not recognize borders and will try to spread the extremist ideology within the region. That is our primary risk in South Africa as we sit here this morning.
But do you think that South Africans are in danger of, you know, being influenced when it comes to the extremist ideology?
We already had them. That's the irony. We have seen it with the caliphate. The fact that we have individuals already captured by the extremist ideology is a fact since 2016. We cannot ignore it. The question that you are asking that is so relevant, do we have enough driving forces on home soil that will cross the threshold into action? And with that, I mean a violent attack. At this point in time, I do not see those driving forces at play, but I see the opportunity for the execution of an attack ever increasing with our law and order forces in the position they are, with our intelligence services in the position they are. It was said to me, and I'm not going to elaborate on that, it seems like the intelligence service is more concerned about COVID-19 than the ISIS threat. How is that possible? COVID-19 is a health responsibility. It's not an intelligence service responsibility.
Interesting indeed. So I mean, I know that no one's got a crystal ball, but if anybody is knowledgeable about this area, it's you. How do you see this playing out in the next couple of months? And obviously, it's just your view. It's not necessary. I'm not holding you to it.
Let's go into forecasting, not prediction. We're not soothsayers. Forecasting, if I look at the indicators within Cabo Delgado, I see an insurgency or insurgents that has captured a supply of weapons that will hold them for quite a while. I see the insurgents moving in with renewed attacks. I see Cabo Delgado becoming too small for the insurgents. I see an expansion within central Mozambique. So the problem is going to escalate beyond the areas of current conflict. I see the Islamic State going to go out full attempt, not only to propagate its leadership within the insurgency, but actually to start take lead in the insurgency. And I do foresee, sadly, a government that is so stuck in their narrative of finding a quick military solution that will not quickly gain control over this situation. I don't know if I'm answering your question.
Yes.
Please.
No. I mean, you can and you can't answer the question. I mean, it's an impossible question I asked, but you've certainly given me an indication. Before I let you go, one of our listeners, Gimple, saying, to what extent are South Africans involved in ISIS in Mozambique? Do we have any knowledge of that?
Yes, we do. There has been intermittent reports of what the locals refer to as lighter-skinned people. That's how they talk.
Wow.
There are reports of South Africans, a small amount, being involved. But I want to emphasize to your listeners, please, they are not within the leadership role. They're not taking lead. And then I want, again, Howard, just to explain. You can't simply walk into Cabo Delgado and say, now I'm joining the insurgency. There's a local culture, a local dynamic, a local language. You sit with the ethnic realities. So for anyone to get involved in that insurgency, it will be via the extremist narrative in support of what the insurgents want to achieve. But yes, there have been reports of South Africans already actively involved in that insurgency, yes.
All right.
And I'm not talking about Mozambican as living in South Africa. I'm talking about South Africans.
Yeah, absolutely. Time is 8:27. Jasmine Opperman, thank you. As always, very interesting, informative, a little scary, but if we are not informed, then certainly we can never be forearmed.